The Russian foreign minister, this gentleman, says that Moscow and Ankara have agreed to coordinate ground operations in Syria after the United States' decision to pull out its forces from the country. Sergey Lavrov made a comment after holding talks with his Turkish counterpart Mevlut Çavuşoğlu in the Russian capital. Well, he said that the two countries' military coordination will be aimed at rooting out terrorist threats in Syria. Earlier this month, U.S. President Donald Trump ordered a full and rapid withdrawal of American forces from Syria, claiming that U.S. forces have defeated Daesh there. Washington's allies criticized the decision, saying that a pullout could lead to resurgence of the terror group. Now let's go to Washington, D.C. James Jatras, a former U.S. Senate foreign policy analyst, is joining me now. Good to see you, sir. Now, we heard Ankara talking about that threat any day. Now, Moscow is saying that we are coordinating things up. How do you say things unfolding? Do you think that operation will take place? What will become of those people who were fighting Daesh and they were supported by U.S. forces, and now they consider this a pullback as a stab in the back?
Well, to start with, from the Russians' point of view, anytime you make a deal with the Turkish government of President Erdogan, you want to count your fingers afterward to make sure that the deal is going to stand. Look, when President Trump announced the withdrawal of U.S. forces that are illegally present in Syria, there's been a lot of pushback here in Washington, people trying to undermine this decision and reverse it. But the people on the ground there, including the Russians, the Turks, the Kurds, the Syrian government, are taking this seriously, and they're making their move now to take fill up the vacuum that will be left by American forces. I don't think the Turks have a real incentive to drive too far into Syria if the Russians and the Syrians can take the Kurds back under their wing and make sure they're not considered a threat to Turkey. The real terrorist threat left in Syria is not the Kurds, as the Turks would say, or for that matter, ISIS. It's what's left of Al-Qaeda in Idlib, which is still under Turkish protection.
Exactly. I was going to ask you, is this a cover-up for actually taking their fight and taking out those Kurdish fighters? Because Ankara calls them a threat to its security. But it says, now that the U.S. is leaving now, and President Trump took all the credit, says, now that we have defeated Daesh, it's meaningless to stay there.
Not if the Turks are smart. The most effective way for them to be rid of what they see as the Kurdish threat is for the Kurds to come back under the authority of the Syrian government. And I think that's already beginning. Remember, a few months ago in Afrin, further west, the Syrian government offered to protect the Kurds from the Turks. The Kurds turned them down, and they paid for it with their lives. So I don't think they're going to make that mistake again. I think we saw the Syrian flag going up in Manbij a day or two ago, that the Kurds are going to get back to Damascus for the best deal they can as soon as possible.
Uh-huh. Okay, thank you for that perspective. That was James Jatras, who was a former U.S. Senate foreign policy analyst, joining us from Washington, D.C.